Edward Witten celebrates his 50th birthday Sunday. Scientists often describe Mr. Witten as the Isaac Newton of the modern age. And that's no mean compliment. Newton was revered by his contemporaries to such an extent, even the caustic satirical poet Alexander Pope wrote good things about him. To wit, "Nature and nature's laws lay hid in night. God said, let Newton be, and all was light." Well, that might be overstating it a little, but Newton did break new ground in science with daring theories about light, gravity, and calculus. Edward Witten works in the research areas of supersymmetry and string theory, and like Newton, he seems to arrive at his theories in ways that bypass the approach of most other theorists. Edward Witten is not officially a mathematician at all. He's a physicist, a professor in the School of Natural Sciences at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, New Jersey. Joining us to talk about Edward Witten and his way of discovering our world is our math guy, Keith Devlin. Keith, nice to be back with you.
Hi, Scott. Good to be here, as usual.
And help us appreciate Edward Witten. As we noted, Newton dealt with the fundamentals, light and gravity. And Edward Witten has dealt with what over his career?
In many ways, he is the Isaac Newton of today, because he's dealt with the frontier questions of physics, the nature of the universe, what is the stuff that we are made out of and everything we encounter is made of. There's probably only 30 or 40 people that really understand them in the world, maybe a few hundred that understand them better. The rest of us, even the professional mathematicians like myself, we only have a glimmering of what we're doing.
Newton defined the world in ways in which we had not known it to exist, which would have put him out of sync with the ways we had of even phrasing what kind of world we lived in at that particular point. I mean, he was able to quantify something like gravity where most of us didn't understand there was a force like gravity. Is this what Witten is doing with supersymmetry or string theory?
In a sense, and in the case of Newton, we usually think of Newton as being the person who first sort of pinned down gravity. I don't think Witten would claim to have pinned down a lot of this stuff. He's taking it much further than many other people have been able to do. What Witten has that very few other people have is an incredible intuition about what makes the world tick. So he's able to pull these equations sort of almost out of thin air that turn out to capture the world with incredible accuracy.
How might we see the world differently, understand our world differently because of Witten?
You know, that's really hard to say, because even for a professional mathematician like myself, it's a very hard job even getting a sense of the kind of things Witten's doing. He has this insight that enables him to go beyond the limits of the mathematics and produce things that turn out to be correct, or at least that when we measure their consequences, they turn out to be incredibly accurate. So it's very hard to say how humanity will change its view of the world in order to sort of take account of what he's done. However, if we look back through the history of science, that's what always happens. Yeah. People make inventions, they make new discoveries. At first, only a few people understand them. Then we change our worldview sufficiently that we can come to grips with it. With something like Witten's work, the mathematics is so deep, it'll take a while to filter through. But I'm pretty sure that eventually our worldview will change so that the kind of things Witten and his colleagues are doing will be part of the picture.
How would you compare Witten's public aspect with Newton's for his time?
Well, Newton had a sort of cantankerous element to him. Although he did end his life in politics, he became master of the Royal Mint. And so Witten, I think, by and large, has kept within the discipline. He's extremely well known among physicists and mathematicians and scientists in general. I've been to a couple of his talks at professional meetings, and they're extremely entertaining. He's a very witty person. He explains in a way that I think I can understand at the time what he's doing. Then I go away and I think about it, and I realize I haven't really understood anything at all. But he is able to put things across in the way that good scientists can when they're really talking off the cuff.
When you say it has a sense of humor, is it a sense of humor we could understand, or is it?
let me put it this way. The talks I attended, I could see someone with a twinkle in his eye.
Well, Keith, thank you very much.
Okay, my pleasure, Scott.
Keith Devlin is Executive Director of Stanford University's Center for the Study of Language and Information, speaking with us from the studios of Youth Radio in Berkeley.